Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Combos.
Oh.
Welcome back. Are you guys surprised that we're finally recording,
I
like,
know.
a week
Within
later?
a week, yeah. And then that's it. I'm just kidding. So, this episode is going to be all about Valentine's Day, love, heartbreak, loss. I'm just kidding. It's all sad.
Betrayal, side chicks.
All of that. So, dang, I feel like I'm breathing hard. I definitely feel a lot better since the last time we talked. My voice is so much better. I'm like trying to down some water because it sounds all worn right now, but it's the end of the day. It's the end of the day, so.
You sound a lot better. You
Yes.
sound normal.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I have
Well,
my Truly here and I'm ready.
are you really? I have my Pepsi right here.
I have the strawberry hibiscus margarita, and you guys, they're good. I
I
like all
heard
of
that
them
those
so
are
far.
diabetic friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
We should try it. It's good. I mean,
I did
it's
try.
sweet.
I tried one with you one time.
Oh, no, this is okay. So the one you tried was the lemonade, and this one's the margarita. And I kind of like the margaritas a little bit better.
Ooh,
They're
that sounds
good.
good. I'm trying to save myself. I haven't been drinking, so I feel like I'm trying to save myself for Red's birthday or something.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Shout out to
so
Red.
shout out to Red. So let's get into this little love episode here. What do you do to get ready for Valentine's Day? Like, what does it look like? What does February look like for you?
Me, it depends. Like, it depends if I know if I have plans or not. Like, I'll always get an outfit or something ready. I'll always try to figure out, like, if I'm going somewhere. And I start dropping, like, little hints on what I want, I'm like, oh, this sounds nice, or that sounds. But my mom's birthday is a week before Valentine's Day, so my thoughts are always on her first, and then after her birthday passes, I'm like, okay, it's time for me. Yeah, what about you?
I feel like Valentine's is like a whole month-long celebration in our family. My mom is hearts and pink and all that. Like, that's just her. Like, that's her favorite thing in the whole wide world. So, it's basically another Christmas for us. And I feel like me and Winston have not had a Valentine's to ourselves since we were together. Like,
Are
we
you
don't go and eat somewhere, we don't go somewhere nice together. It's a family
guys? Family thing.
celebration. Yeah. And some years I'm okay with it, but I'm kind of getting to the point where, mom, like, I want to like spend time with my man and not you. So my mom has like a full-on party. So this year I know we're eating pizza and wings for Valentine's Day. And then we do this thing where it's like we put our presents all over the house. And it's basically like, okay, you pick a Santa Claus or a Cupid, she calls it. Pick a Cupid, and they go and look, get the present and hand it to whoever's present it is. You know what I
That's
mean?
cute.
So, and then she decorates the whole house and like has place settings for us. Like, it's always different every year. You could definitely tell when my mom's not all the way in it and when she is, because she's just all about it. So, my mom doesn't expect things on Christmas, but February 14th is the day. Is it
That's
14th or 15th?
I think it's the 14th. I'm pretty sure
Okay,
it's the
okay.
14th.
So, yeah.
That's really cool. Like, I remember the first time you told me that, I was kind of like, what the hell, But I think it's cool at the same time. Like, really cool.
Yeah, it's cool, and I think that it's, I mean, we could obviously do something else another time, me and Winston, but I just feel like sometimes I want to go and do something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for just you guys.
Yeah, but it's fine, it's fine. She goes all out on her cooking usually, but this year I know she just wants to chill. I've already started getting presents for her, and like last year I want to say I spent like $500 on her. This year I'm almost to the three, almost to 300.
Damn.
I know, but this is what I mean. Like it's all like Christmas, you know what I
It's all
mean?
or nothing.
Yeah, for her. I'm not over here
For
spending that much on everybody else. Everybody else getting like freaking a piece of candy and, you know,
a
something.
card.
Yeah. I love you and that's it.
Yeah, my love's
But
enough.
yeah. So that's what we do. I think 1 year I took my mom to the movies because they were playing our movie, Pretty in Pink. So we went to go watch that. That was cool.
Is Pretty in Pink the one with Ducky, or is that somebody else?
Yes,
Oh,
yes,
okay. I know what movie you're
yes.
talking about. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I like that movie, but I think that now that I'm older, I'm just like, damn, Ducky loves you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I
Okay,
just have mixed feelings now.
is this where she works at the record store, or is that another
Yeah.
movie? Okay,
Yeah.
it's coming back to me slowly.
Yeah.
But okay, so like what movies, speaking of movies, what movies remind you of Valentine's Day?
Let's see. Well, obviously Valentine's Day.
The
That
one
movie,
with
Valentine's.
Taylor Lautner and
Yeah. I thought
Jamie
that
Foxx.
was I know you know. I'm into romantic comedies. I'm into that cheesy shit, you know what I mean? Like I like that shit. It makes my soul happy. But I feel like now they're trying to do that and it's stupid.
Like Emily in Paris, or what is that other, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, or something like that. Like,
Yes,
yeah, like those
yes.
are super cheesy.
Or like Kissing Booth. Like
Oh, that's right.
I
Yeah, I was
like
just
The
gonna say
Kissing
that.
Booth. I thought the first one was pretty good, and I think it's more because the reason why I liked it was like the chemistry. It brought back a lot of like young love feelings, like how you were so in love when you were younger, and now it's just like that shit don't work. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's not
It's there
reality.
you go. Yes. And I feel like they made, what is it, a third one? Oh, a second one? And that
Yeah.
one did not do it for me. And I just feel like it's just too much. You know what I mean? It's unreal, I guess. But I
Yeah.
guess that's why it's a movie. Like obviously, like it's
It's not
just,
real.
yeah. It's supposed to make your heart happy, you know?
Yeah, for me, I like Valentine's Day, the movie.
Mm-hmm, me
I
too.
don't know. So I like movies where, like, that movie where it's like there's a bunch of different stories in one and, like, all the characters connect. I really like that.
Yes, me too.
Like,
Me too.
He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh,
Like,
that's my movie.
yeah, I love that movie. When speaking of, what's that movie called? He's Just Not That Into You. The character that's in that movie, the main girl, the one who's like
Oh,
falls in
Gigi?
love. Yeah, Gigi. Gigi
Yeah.
annoys me, but
Gigi.
Chi-Chi. But she's in Something Borrowed. Do you know that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That movie where she gets with her best friend's man, and that movie pissed me off. Like, me and Justin watched that, and we're just like, that's fucked up. You know?
Who
Like,
was
how could.
the main girl? I forgot.
In Something Borrowed, it's Kate
Yeah.
Hudson, I think.
Oh,
I'm
Kate
pretty sure it's,
Hudson.
yeah.
So I have, okay. So I didn't like that either. I thought it was scandalous. I thought it was fucked up, whatever, whatever. But I feel like Kate Hudson, you're kind of like going against her in that movie because you're like, you're just so stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you have a good man. She's just too
Yeah.
wild, whatever. But I just feel like that girl, like Gigi, she just annoys the hell out of me. And I think maybe because I was that person before and not in a like relationship kind of way, but I was like very quiet at one time in my life where I didn't speak up. I didn't. And that's, I guess, in that movie. It made me think like, damn, speak up. And you know what I mean? Like you want something, you can go for it. at the time, not know like what was it? How many years later? Was it years later, or was it just like when she got with him, when she was like.
No. Remember, they got together after Kate Hudson came out and said that she was right pregnant or something by what's his face, the other guy? Or
Right.
honestly, I don't know. Maybe
No,
I'm wrong,
I
but
mean like the feelings. It was because why were they getting so close? I forgot. Because they did
oh,
like each other, right? And then she just
yeah.
basically let her friend have him, because that's what I mean by she didn't speak up and was
She didn't
like,
have like the confidence, you know?
yes.
But still,
And
like that guy, it's the guy's fault though too, 'cause like if you don't really like her, then why would you get with the
exactly.
friend and then not go after who you really want? Like that's stupid. It's
Yeah,
not,
exactly.
that's not realistic.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like guys go for what they want. Like a guy has no problem leaving when he's not happy, and a guy does whatever they want to do. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think guys stay with people and they're not happy. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong, but you know what I'm trying to say. For the most
Yeah.
part, it's just not
Yeah.
realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, I just felt like that movie was just real, like, shut up. I don't think I was really into it. The storyline is, it's fucked up, because the her getting with her friend's man. But then it's like, I think that Kate Hudson was also in a weird way proud of her to be standing up for herself. Do you know what I mean? Remember at the end when they seen each other, and I don't know. I don't know. But there's girls out there like Kate too, though. You know what I mean? You
But
know how
it's
she is.
for me, the ending of that movie was like sad because she was pregnant and she got pregnant by somebody that she didn't even really love or like that. And so she's gonna go have this baby and be on her own, and then her ex-best friend just gets to be with her man and be happy. You know what I mean? I didn't like that part. Like, that rubbed me the wrong way.
I think that, and because it's coming from Gigi's point of view, I think that it's more of like, well, there's a lot of girls like Kate, though. I think that a lot of girls can relate to Kate, because, like, look at Pretty in Pink.
We're all
Look,
calling her Gigi. That's not even
like,
her
they're
name in
like
the
we know them. I mean, because Kate told me, you know, like, but like, going back to Pretty in Pink, like, this guy was perfect for her, just like that guy was perfect for Kate, you know. And I mean, just despite the whole he liked the other girl thing, but like, they were perfect for each other, because he truly, I know you could tell he could truly love her, and he did.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
for Pretty in Pink, Ducky loved her too. Like, look at what he did to for her. Look at what how he was so obsessed with her. He loves her. Remember, he's even talked to his dad and her dad, and was like, basically asking his ha her hand in marriage type of thing, you know. But it's like, we always go for the guy, you're not the bad guy, but the, you know what I'm saying? Like, we always go for that guy that's not for you, but you're always attracted to that one.
Why is it like that? Like,
I
what's
don't
up with
know.
that? It's like, I don't know, but another movie that really pissed me off. And I don't know if it is a rom-com, but it's with Ben Stiller. Oh, The Heartbreak Kid. It's with Ben Stiller and that chick from 27 Dresses, Katherine Heigl's sister.
I don't think I've
Though,
seen that one.
no, but that movie pisses me off. So basically, Ben Stiller and she's blonde, I don't know her name. But they get married, they go on their honeymoon to Mexico, and
She
he just,
cheats on him?
no. So he
Oh.
finds out, like, because they drive there. So they're driving there, and, like, he just finds out that he basically doesn't really like her like that. Like, they got married quick, and it's just like, what the hell? I don't really like this chick. And so he meets this new girl while he's there, and she's there vacationing with her family at the resort.
Oh
So,
my
in
God.
overall, the ending, he leaves that chick and he gets with the other lady.
Is it the little sister
No, it's
on
like
27 Dresses?
the little sister on 27 Dresses, she's his wife, like that's who he
Okay,
gets
okay.
married to. But I feel like she ends up happy anyway, the little sister from 27 Dresses. But it just pisses me off because it's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, how can you get married to somebody and then just drop them because, you know, like,
Yeah.
I think.
It's unrealistic to be even trying to, but I can't even say that it's unrealistic because I'm pretty sure everybody has heard like, oh, they got married too quick. I mean, like people said that about me and Winston. You know what I
People said
mean?
that about me too, yeah.
And it's
But
just like, I know what I want and I can feel it. The feelings are all in it. I had a friend ask me one time, like, how does it feel? Like, how do you know that Winston was the one? I said, you just know. I mean, like, it really is like cheesy as fuck to say, but you really do just know. Like, I don't know. And so, like, but I feel like too, like, it all depends on the situation. What are they? You know, some are just like, I'm getting too old to be like this and I need to get married. I need to, you know what I
They
mean?
settle, you know?
Settle.
Yeah.
You settle.
No, it's, yeah, like it's different when, I don't know, but I get what you're saying. Like, people have said that about me, that me and Justin got married way too quick. And I thought it was like pretty messed up, but at the same time, I guess I understand how it looks from the outside. But same thing, like, when you know, you know. And he was like, I didn't need all this time to figure it out, you know? And I respect that about him. But I guess, like you said, it's about perspective or whatever. But also, our anniversary, our 1 year anniversary of being married is in on Tuesday. So we're reaching our first milestone.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
But anyway,
Wow. A
do you have
year.
1 year? Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Okay, what would you say?
I was gonna say, what are movies that like? What are just bad? I feel like I can't think. What are just bad rom-coms that you just hate? Like you hate the plot and everything.
I was trying to think of that when you were talking. I can't even think of it right now. I wish I could pull up Netflix. I feel like Netflix has a lot of rom-coms.
I feel like all of mine are when somebody gets done dirty and it's just like they get betrayed because the other person likes someone else. Because I just think that's really messed up, you know?
This isn't a rom-com whatsoever, but so I was rewatching Sons of Anarchy, and like I seen this chick post a picture of Jax on there on Snapchat one time, and that's why I was like, oh, I should watch Sons of Anarchy, not because of him, because I don't think he's all that good looking, but anyway,
I don't either.
he like, you know, you've seen it, right? Do you watch that?
I watched it like a long time ago, but I know it's, yeah.
Like, you know enough though.
Yeah.
So, I'm going blank on his lady's name. His baby mama. The second one.
I don't know.
I forgot what her name was. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But just like the way he meets her and like, oh, okay. So this goes along of like, okay. In that movie, they like basically it's a man's world, obviously. Like that's how they are. Like it's a man's world, and then my ladies are there, are they're old ladies, and I say those in that in quotations. They're old ladies, and I feel like how crazy is it to go through life thinking like they're, I guess here, you know, in our community, us as Autumn people, we are very like, you're supposed to like, how do you say that? Like, respect the women in your family. Kind of like praise them, you know, because they are very powerful. We are powerful, damn it. You know what I mean? So, in that, it's crazy to see how much like, oh, you'll get what I'm giving you. You know what I mean? You'll have to do what I say. That's how they say it because there was an incident, and it's just the way that I guess the way that the men were speaking to the ladies really stuck out to me. And I don't even care that you're in a little bicycle gang there. Like, I'm leaving. Don't you ever talk to me like that. You know what I mean? And so, The whole time, the old ladies, they have to take it like that, and they have to do what they have to do for their men, and it's like, that is stupid. I just thought it was so stupid. But anyway, just the whole love thing of how to get his point across, he has to go and mess with somebody else, and then she goes back to him, and then he messes with somebody else. Like, that's just, I don't know. That's just stuck out of my, stuck
That's
out to
just
me.
never, that would never work for me. Like, it's a standard, you know? Like, I don't know. There's just certain things that would just never work. But I feel like it's a cultural difference, though, like you're
It
saying.
definitely is. It definitely is.
Because I've been on, like, before I met Justin, I went on a lot of different dates, you know? And some guys, like, they were all nice, but I feel like I could just tell whether they were respectful or not, you know, and how like they would treat me if it would lead to like a real long-term relationship, you know,
Definitely.
and it's just, I don't know. But anyway, like the dating culture now is crazy though. Like it's like really techie, you know, like there's a lot of apps and people meet up and whatever. And it's
Definitely.
just different. Like I feel like you don't really meet people the regular way anymore, like in person.
Okay, I have a story for this. And this is me putting myself completely out there. So we are in 2022, damn it. So I'm just gonna give a little more than I should. So I don't know if anybody was on that stupid dating app called Scout, but I was. I got on there because my, what?
What's Scout?
I don't know. I guess it was before all these other ones. I just know that I was on it in 2014, 2013. Trying to say that I was all married in 2014. But it was like end of 2012, 2013, something around there. And so I just turned 18, basically. My friend, she was 18 already before me, so I just kind of watched her be on it, basically. And she was like, you should get it, you know. And I was like, for what though? You know what I mean? I have all these, just kidding, didn't say that. But I was just like, okay, you know, that sounds fun. It's different. But to me too, it seemed really scary. But anyway, it was called Scout. And I remember I went to the Salt River football game. I don't know why, but I was there. And this dude, I was talking to him for like, I want to say a good like 3 weeks. You know, on that app. And well, eventually we were texting. And so I was like, oh, cool. You know, like he was like, we should meet up. You know, like I'm gonna order pizza. Let's watch a movie, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, you know, like that sounds okay, whatever. And I was like, kind of iffy on like, is this gonna be him? Am I gonna be catfished? You know, like I don't know. So I had my friend take me, and she like literally walked me to the door because I didn't want to like go. But like, what if I was catfish? You know what I mean? So I could run or something. I don't know, you know. And it was even like she was gonna leave me there for like an hour and a half, and then we would go because I was like, I'm pretty sure that's how long the movie would be. Like I was just like trying to be hella safe about it and really make sure she could, you know, come and get me when I needed her to get me, just be available, you know. She was down. She was down. I go and we're macking it. We like in the middle of the movie, you know, and we decided that we wanted to be together. Our relationship only lasted 2 weeks, but this fool like got into my panties like a week later, and then when I got like when we went over that, like we got done, like not done. How do you say that? When we finally like really talked and really thought about, is this gonna really be a relationship? Are we really gonna do this? You know? He comes and tells me that he has a kid already. He didn't tell me that. He
Oh
did not tell me that at all. Like when we be, you know what I mean? He did not tell me
my
any. Wouldn't that have been in that 3 weeks of us getting to know each other, you know?
gosh.
And I just was like, what? Like I remember I was sitting in his living room and he was like showing me a picture of him and I was just like, okay, yeah, this is not gonna work. And to me, it wasn't even that he had a kid. It's the fact that you lied,
You
you
lied
know?
about it,
Like He didn't know that I'm a kid person. He doesn't know that I don't, you know what I mean? He doesn't know any of that because it wasn't ever a conversation. And so, like, that's where I, like, after that, everything just scared me on the whole online dating thing because
So you start
obviously,
doing it.
yeah, they obviously keep out so much. And that's a big thing, I feel like, you know? And I don't know. It's just like, never again, never again. And then a year, not even a year later, I don't know how many months later, but he hit me up and he was just like saying, that he loves me and that he wants to be with me. And I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, I just blocked him and everything. But anyway, yeah, that's how far it, like, it's just, I just, that was my one experience and one and only. Like, I'm just done. I was just done with that.
People lie. Like, it's so
They're
easy to
liars.
lie on the internet. Like, remember that the guy, the Honduras guy who had a whole family? And I was like, what?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like married, and I didn't know.
That's
Oh,
scary.
I don't know if he said that before, but anyway, like,
We're saying it now.
if you listen to the episode before, but yeah, like, it's just people, I don't know, it's scary. I think the internet is scary. And then you see women who, get hurt when they, meet people online, and that's like a totally different thing. It's
That's
scary.
my new scary, scary, what the heck? That's my new rom-com is, it's called, what is it? Hard Love? Love Hard? Love
What's
Hard.
that on?
Oh my gosh. It's a Christmas one, but it's on Netflix. Oh my gosh. If you have not seen it, go see it. That
Wait,
girl,
wait, wait. Is this the one where she gets catfished?
yes.
Oh,
Yes.
okay, I've seen that.
I really like that movie. I thought it was funny. I thought it was just, it's just different, I guess.
Yeah.
But that one was a really good one. I laughed my ass. She's the main character is Darcy from, I like how we don't know their names, but we're like, oh yeah.
She's from somewhere.
She's from Degrassi. Her name's Darcy. She's the one that has the kid. And she's trying to get with,
Wait,
who's she trying to get with?
Darcy?
Spencer?
Which one's
No,
Darcy?
Craig. I think Craig. No. Was
Oh,
it Craig?
is Darcy the one that they all?
JT. She tries
Oh.
to get with JT because JT does a little kid channel. What do you call that?
I'm so lost right now.
JT starts hosting a kid show.
JT's
And
the
he's the
goofy
little
one.
scrawny guy. Yeah, the goofy
Yeah.
guy. And he has a kid with Liberty. Or they had
He
an
does?
abortion. Didn't they have an abortion?
I don't know, but Liberty used to irritate me now that we're on
Oh, I
Degrassi. She's just annoying. But anyway, yeah, I watched that too. And
know.
I
What'd
liked
you
the
think about
plot.
it?
The plot was
Yeah.
pretty interesting. But honestly, I don't remember fully paying attention because I think we were doing something or I was watching Chance or something. But
Oh, okay.
it wasn't
Yeah.
bad. It was good.
I just thought that the couple was really weird and different. And to me, I look at that lady because I've seen her, I'm gonna say Darcy. I've seen her in Degrassi, and I feel like seeing her in that movie, she looked old as hell. So, and she's with
Yeah.
that guy on Crazy Rich Asians, the one crazy guy.
In real life?
No, what do you mean?
Oh,
No,
in the
like he played
movie.
in the movie, yeah.
Oh,
He's
okay.
the one
You're
that's
talking
all, this
about
one's
his
for you,
brother.
asshole,
Yeah.
on Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
also a good movie too.
I
Romance.
love that movie is so like beautiful. Like the
It
wedding
is.
scene.
Like, I wish I was rich like that. Like, that's how, like, I'm like, oh, I can watch that movie over and over.
I've seen that movie once because I don't want to watch it and then not like it.
Oh, okay.
But
No, I can watch that over and over.
it's a really good movie. And I didn't see it when it came out. I saw it when I was on maternity leave and like me and Chance were bored and we
Yeah,
watched
you
it.
really watched movies, huh?
Yeah,
I
like
mean,
when
I know you're a
Dustin.
movie person already, but I feel like you've watched a shitload of shit, you know?
Yeah, just me and my baby watching movies
Yeah.
while Justin
Oh.
was gone.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of what you said, like of a bad movie that I don't like. I bet it's gonna come to me when I'm done.
Tomorrow, you're gonna be like.
Yeah. I'll put it in the comments. What kind of things do you like on Valentine's Day?
I love flowers. I
Oh,
don't
okay.
like flowers are just so romantic to me and special. Justin's in here and he's smiling because he knows it's true.
Oh, hey, Justin.
But I like receiving flowers. I think that I don't know. It's just something about it that I really like. But specifically, like roses on Valentine's Day, or just roses are very romantic, you know? And I like to be thought of, so like a reservation, a plan. I feel like
While
that's
you're
really
staring at
sweet.
him.
Well, so write this down.
Oh
But yeah, like I don't
gosh.
know, just like flowers and a card.
Okay.
And
And
I
food.
don't, and food, obviously.
Yeah. I'm
What
trying
do you
to
like?
think. What do I like? I like chocolate covered strawberries. And
Those like
Winston
are
gets me
Valentine's
that.
Day.
Yeah, he gets me those every Valentine's Day. So, our first Valentine's Day was so awkward to me. There was this girl that I was hanging out with Winston's friends, and there was this chick that came up, and her man got her this big old, like, exactly reminds me of Taylor Lautner, and is that his name? Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift?
Oh, a bear.
When that big old bear, remember, she kept carrying it around.
Yeah.
Well, this chick, she had a big old bear and she kept carrying it around the whole damn time at the kickback. And I'm like, okay, put it away now. You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't
Yeah.
even like this way because I don't care to get things. I felt like in our relationship, I don't know if we were like, we don't know what we are. I mean, not what we are, but we don't know what we are, like how we are with gifts yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't expect a gift. I didn't get him a gift or nothing, you know, whatever. But and mind you, this is our what one? This would be our 1 month like being together at that point. And so she like called him out in front of me and was like, messed up, you didn't even get your girlfriend a present or whatever. And it made me feel like really bad, like embarrassed for him, I guess. And
Yeah.
I'm just like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want that. I didn't care. You know what I mean? It wasn't a big deal. And I don't like when people do shit like that. So I was just kind of like, yeah, shut up. But anyway, after that, like, Winston has always bought me, like, chocolate covered strawberries. And he gets, like, his mom and my mom something too. Actually, I think
That's
it's just
so
his mom.
sweet.
I think it's just my mom. I mean, his mom. But
Yeah,
yeah.
chocolate covered strawberries remind me of Valentine's Day too. Like, I remember my stepdad used to buy those for my mom during Valentine's Day because one time I remember I saw them in the fridge and he was gonna go deliver them at her work, and I just thought that's so nice. And he was like, "Don't eat those are for your mom."
Over there, yeah, over there trying to get
Me trying to look at them,
a
but
piece. He's all, those aren't for you, put them back. Oh my, he's like, don't be touching those. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
but see, like with Chance, I feel like it's different now. You know what I mean? Like he's my Valentine for life, and so I don't know. I feel like just the years to come are gonna be Valentine's Day isn't gonna be what it used to be, if that makes
Oh
sense.
yeah,
You
Valentine's
know?
is definitely different when you have kids. I wouldn't really know that because I had kids right away, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
I feel like, well, like I said, my mom always made it a point to do Valentine's Day ever since, I mean, the earliest Valentine's that I could remember when I was younger
Yeah.
was like, I want to say in second grade. And my mom always got me a Valentine's outfit.
Oh.
She always got us something. Like, I don't think that back then that our presents weren't that big. And I say that because my mom on Valentine's Day has gotten me like this nice ass microwave and a freezer, you know, things like that. She's gotten us concert tickets. She's gotten us, like, all this stuff. So anyway, I remember her giving us little knickknacks, and my mom would also get us flowers for Valentine's Day, so they'll be sent to our school.
That's so
She
cute.
always said, but you know what? I remember my friends would be like, "Oh my gosh, is that from your boyfriend?" And I'm
Stupid.
all like, "No, mom, no, it's from my mom." But yeah, so my mom always did that. So I always remember that this was in 7th grade, and oh no, 8th grade, I want to say, or sixth grade. I got 2 balloons and I got 2 roses, and then my school was further from Michael, so Michael would wait for me at his school, like by a gate. And I thought it was so funny because here I am walking up with my balloons and my flowers, and then Michael's standing there with his balloons and his flowers. I was like, oh, that's a little memory I have. But
That's
yeah.
cute. What about like the worst gift you've ever gotten on Valentine's
Okay, this is fucked up, and people are gonna hate me for this. So, 1 year, and I don't know what I was going through. Actually, no, I know what I was going through. I think I took it out on Winston. So, I was like, I want to say that we were going to my mom's to go eat on Valentine's Day, and I want to say that specific year, nobody was really feeling Valentine's Day. Like, I usually have an outfit myself, and I remember I was wearing like sweats and a t-shirt, and I was kind of pissed. I didn't receive shit like from Winston, and again, I don't care for that, but it's like I'm being fucking toxic as fuck and being, like, wow, I didn't say to get me anything, but you're supposed to get me something. You know what I
What
mean?
is
So, just being a bee, really.
you're being a
And so,
toxica?
yes. And so, I was telling him that, and I was saying like little shit here and there, being a little asshole, And I get to my mom's, and like I said, we have place settings, And he sure has my chocolate covered strawberries at my place sitting, and he put all my presents at my mom's house. And I was being a bitch, dude. Like, I was being a bitch. Like, it was bad. And I'm
What
like,
did
I'm a
you
dumbass.
say?
When I got it, I looked at him, cried, but I don't cry in front of my mom. I don't do that shit. That's weak shit. I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Traumatized.
I'm all that's another episode, another time. But yeah, no, I just looked at him and I was like, I'm sorry, and yeah. It was so
Oh,
sad. I
fuck
know, for real
you.
though, I would be like, I don't know. I'm a dumbass.
But at
But
least you know that it was, you don't think you're just right all the time.
definitely, definitely. But yeah.
I don't know what mine would be. I'm trying to think back to all my Valentine's days. I feel like they've all been pretty good. I
I don't
think
think I've had any like that.
I can say the brokest Valentine's Day I've ever received.
Oh.
So, I feel like I might have told this on here already, but my ex-boyfriend, so I just moved into my first apartment around Valentine's Day. I think I moved in like a week before or something. And for some reason, he had my key and I got off of work like at 5 on that day, I remember. So I go home and he got me roses, but he put the roses in my own vase that I owned. And I had some like Valentine's Day chocolate that I had bought like at
You
Target.
did say that. Okay,
He had
I
like
remember.
left it, spread it around the flowers. And at first I was like, wait a minute, are these mine or did he buy these? And I see the bag like in the trash or something. And then I think he wrote me like a letter on some fucking notebook paper. And I was
Thanks.
I was just like, okay, I mean, at the time I was like, oh, thank you. But that was when I was accepting the bare minimum. So, but
Yeah.
looking back now, it's just very sad.
Looking back now, fuck that fool.
But yeah, that was probably like the brokest, like lamest Valentine's Day because like you put no effort into it, Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, back to the
So,
dark days. Yeah.
yeah, definitely. So I don't, I mean, refresh my memory here, but did you have were you single on Valentine's Day at all? Like, no?
I was single in 2020 or 2020. I was single on Valentine's Day.
We did something, didn't we? No?
No, I remember I went to dinner with one of my friends and then I came home and just went to sleep.
Oh.
But
I think
yeah, if you know who I'm
yeah,
talking about.
I think I know what you're talking
And
about.
they thought it was something else, but it wasn't. But anyway.
That's another
So
time. That's another time.
again, that's another episode.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I feel like other than that, I've always had a boyfriend.
I've always been with somebody.
Oh, that's not the no. Okay, I need to retract. So back when I was living in Kansas, it was Valentine's Day, right? And I didn't get anything. And it was our first Valentine's Day. But you know what's sad is I went to the store and I got him like a card and some gummies. Because I didn't have that much money, I remember, because I had just left my job. But I still tried. And then I gave it to him, and then there was nothing. And I was like, wow, okay. That should have been my first indicator to just leave.
But we choose, we choose the wrong ones. We have you have to.
And it was after we just found out that I was first pregnant. See, and I still didn't get anything. So just do better, guys. Do better than me.
Definitely. I think that people here in our community have a different way of knowing what love is, and we've talked about that before, what we feel like we deserve, what we accept, what we whatever. And
Yeah.
like thinking about obviously this day of love, thinking about the times that you were in love with other people that you thought were your loves, back then. I just think that I'm just so grateful to be in this relationship, marriage now, you know what I mean? And like now I really know the true meaning of love.
Yeah.
Got all cheesy, but you know what I mean?
I'm crying.
Yeah, my Winston.
No, me too. Like today. So today we just stayed home because I don't know. Like we just ended up, we were gonna celebrate our anniversary today, and then we just decided to stay home because the week was crazy, and our son was having a tough day. Like he didn't want a nap, and he was just running us ragged. And so I took a nap. And Justin was like, "What's wrong? Like, why don't you go get out of the house for a little bit? Like, we can go do something as a family tomorrow. Like, I just want you to be happy." And I think those things are really important, you know, for people to care about you. And I
Definitely.
don't, but I also don't think, like, you know, actually, I don't want to say that because it sounds ugly, but, you know, it's just, I don't feel like I've ever had that before.
Yeah,
Oh, there's different ways,
definitely.
you know, showing love and appreciation to the people that you care about.
Yeah, and like we said before, love to me is the dishes were washed while I was sleeping, letting me sleep longer. Oh, okay. This is just looked at me right now. He's all, and what else? He's all, keep going. All the shit I did for you. But yeah, definitely. If you haven't found your loved one, they are out there. Maybe it's all in all, I just hope that everybody has a really good Valentine's Day. Show those that you your loved ones that you love them, and it's could be a simple little something from the dollar store, But and if you don't celebrate it, like that girl on Valentine's Day, the movie, don't they have like a smash Valentine's Day or like
Yeah,
a
I hate Valentine's Day
I hate
party.
Valentine's Day party. Go for it. Do you? You know what I mean? But sometimes Valentine's is romantic for others, so be mindful. I try to say that. But yeah, we are hoping to get our next episode in as soon as possible. A collab is coming, hopefully. Just a lot of cool stuff coming that we've been talking about, and just thank everybody and the new followers that we have gotten on Facebook. We do see it. I know it looks like we are dead and that we are not active, through, but we're going to post some pictures and try and get active here. So,
yes, yeah. And follow us on Instagram. We're there.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll be there.
Instagram and Facebook. We see you, we hear you. You know what I mean? Like, if you interact, we will write you back, whatever. So, yeah, feel free to leave your Valentine's story, whatever. I don't care. Like, just write something, even if it's a heart, whatever. Yeah, let us know. Well, anyway, I smell a giveaway coming up. I don't know. We shall see. We shall see. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you, hear you, talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.